Colossians 3, 12 through 14. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us, sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. We love because he loved us first. This is the word of the Lord.
All right, so both of us spent 1 month up in Gracefield where we'd kind of be helping. This opportunity, I believe, both made us not only closer to God, but also closer to nature, and we also made a lot of friends along the way. We are very glad for all the support and everything that you all donated, and thank you. Yeah.
Thank you so much, both of you. All right, let us pray. Gracious God, we're grateful to be here and that we get to be recipients of your love. Help us to hear your voice for us as we continue in worship. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, O God, our rock and redeemer. Amen. So, I don't know about you, but I've been in the stores and I've started to see some signs of Halloween. So I don't know, who here likes to dress up at Halloween? Anybody? Yep. Does anybody know what they're going to be for Halloween this year? Couple people? All right. I brought some things from home, and I'm wondering if you can figure out who I might be dressing up as based on one piece of costuming. All right? So you can yell out the answer as soon as you know it as I put these things on. All right. Let's see what we got. Yeah, Easter bunny, yeah. Yeah, the white and blue probably means not a regular bunny. Yeah, very good. All right, what else we got?
Mario.
All right, Mario, if you're not familiar with the video game, ask your grandchildren. They will know, or your children. What else we got here?
Princess.
The choir have a bit of an advantage because they see me before I turn around, but yeah. I got my princess. Let's see that one for last. All right, this one is not a headpiece.
Captain Hook.
I could be Captain Hook. I could be a pirate of any kind. Yep, with my hook. What about this one?
Oh, Black Panther.
Darth Vader.
Good guess. That one might be hard if you haven't watched a Marvel movie, but. This is Black Panther. Okay, I have one more thing here that isn't really a costume per se, but is part of something that I don't wear here very often. It takes a little more work. Oof, there we go. So when I have this in, what am I now? I am a minister. That's why this wasn't working. There we go. Right? Now, hopefully you know I'm a minister, even when I'm not wearing my collar. But this is certainly a sign to people that I am involved, probably in a significant degree, within my church. But of course, you don't have collars, right? So the question is, how do people know that you are part of a church? How do people know that you are Christians? Paul says that we should be identified by our behavior. And he lists, we heard Carter read a list of things we should clothe ourselves in, we should put on, right? Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. These are the clothing that are supposed to help people in the world identify us as Christians, as followers of Jesus. But Paul's just not giving us general words that we should follow. Paul wants this to be very, very practical, right? He wants us to live this out, not just hear these words. So let's take a little bit of time to think about, and I'm going to give you a hypothetical scenario, and we're going to try and figure out some ways we could wear these things in these situations. So I'm going to take all of you back, a couple of you forward, into the world of school. You can imagine whatever grade you'd like to imagine. I think all of us have been to school at one time or another. And you have a friend named Sam. And you and Sam have been good friends for many years, right? But things are not always good. So let's imagine Sam is sick. And Sam is at home and missing school. What is a way you could show Sam compassion? What is something you could do that would show compassion to Sam?
Stop by and say hello.
Stop by and say hello.
Make a little get well card.
Make a get well card. Those are two ways that we can show compassion to Sam. Now Sam's missed, let's say Sam's missed 3-4 days of school, but now Sam is back. What is a way, once Sam come back to school, that you can show Sam kindness? Help them catch up with their schoolwork. Sure.
Welcoming back.
Just welcoming them back, saying, I missed you, I'm so glad you're here, right? That can be a kind thing we can do. Now, Sam's all caught up on their work, and they appreciated your help, and the two of you have done a math test. And you're pretty good at math, but on this test, Sam beat you by a few marks. What are some ways that you can show humility with Sam? Hey, congratulate them, sure.
High five.
Nice high five. You might even say, Sam, since you did better than me on this, can you help me study for the next one? Assuming there were some things maybe that they understood that you didn't, right? Now, let's say Sam's maybe having an off day, and Sam starts to gloat about beating you on that math test. Maybe doesn't make you feel very good. What is a way that you can be gentle with Sam when Sam starts to gloat with you? Join them at lunch, right? So maybe have a conversation. Maybe what are some non-gentle ways you might be tempted to respond to Sam? Sometimes it's easy, yell, right? Maybe if someone makes you feel bad, you might want to yell at them or ignore them. But instead, if we can gently tell our friend that we didn't appreciate their behavior, that might help them, right? And sometimes we can't do that right away. Sometimes the response we have is to get angry. And so we need to step away and calm down before we can go to Sam and say, Sam, you didn't make me feel very good, right? And what are some ways through all of this, with our friendship with Sam, that we can show patience? What does patience look like with Sam? Okay. So spending some more time with Sam, maybe studying together, trying to do better, but giving yourself space, that's good for patience, yeah. Maybe forgiving Sam and giving Sam another shot, even if we're upset, there might be some things, right? So these are some ways. Now if you're adults, you're not writing tests, maybe, you're not taking work to your coworkers if they're sick necessarily or helping them catch up. But I think we can imagine how in our own lives, right, and when we come across scenarios with our friends and our coworkers and our neighbors, that we might be able to very practically show what it means to be compassionate, to be kind, to be humble, to be gentle, and to be patient. And then we have this sentence that comes a little bit later after this whole list of things we should do. And in Greek, it's just epipassin de thus, tutis teen agapin. And the word you might have caught in there, if you noticed any of them were agapin, agape, is the unconditional love, right, that we see all often in Scripture. But all it says is, and in addition to, or and over all these things, love. Usually the English adds a verb in there, put on love, or cover in love, like they add a verb, but there's no verb there. It's just, and over these things, love. And when I hear this, when I think about it, because it's not listed with all the other things, Paul could have just said, you know, of all these things you clothe yourselves in, love's one of them. But instead, he lists it later. And I think what love does is it links all these things together and it makes them stronger, right? If we love someone, hopefully we are more likely to want to be compassionate to them, to be kind to them, to be patient with them, because if we love them, we don't want them out of our lives. To be gentle, maybe even to be humble, although that might be the hardest for some of us. But that love, it connects these things. It helps us, our love with each other, but more than anything, our love with God is what roots us in all of these things. Without God's love, it's harder to be compassionate and to be patient and to be humble. Without God's love, when we don't deserve it, it's hard to forgive other people. Right? This is something that might be Paul. But we read in Scripture, if you cannot love your neighbor, then when you say you love God, you lie. This is actually what it says in Scripture, because he says, if you can't love someone you can see, how can you possibly love someone you can't see? It doesn't make sense, the Scripture writers say. So if we want to demonstrate that we love God, we love each other. If we want it to be possible for us to love each other, we need to start with the love of God. Love binds these things together and connects them and makes us stronger. So I wore my collar today as an illustration, but I've never worn it at camp, and I don't almost ever wear it here at church, because you know I'm the minister. And if you don't know I'm the minister because you're new, you will learn very quickly that I'm the minister when I lead all the stuff and do the preaching and give the benediction. So this collar, I don't need to wear it here. And while I know some of you like it, I hate having things around my neck. You may notice I always wear shirts with V-necks or lower scoops because there's something about having stuff around my neck that I don't appreciate. So I don't wear my collar generally at church. It's not you, it's me. but I do wear my collar often at events outside of the church, particularly events where people who don't know me or even maybe aren't connected to the church might be. I wear my collar if I was going to an anti-racism rally, for example, or an Indigenous gathering, or the Pride Parade, or other things where people outside of the church especially might not associate the church with kindness and humility and love and gentleness, that who have maybe had experiences that are the opposite from people who wear a collar or who call themselves a Christian. Because I want them to know that I'm not just here as a person. I'm here because I believe God calls me to be here. And hopefully a little bit of my behavior might start to break down those stereotypes that have developed through the behavior of people in the church. And here's the thing, you get to do the same. You don't have to wear a collar to show to be clothed in these characteristics that Paul lists. You don't have to wear a collar or go to seminary to be able to show people kindness and humility and love. And you know, one of the things I've noticed is when you do that, people start to get curious, because these characteristics are not ones that define our society. You don't look at people who are successful and typically say, wow, his humility really got him far, right? Or her kindness really built up her bank account, which tends to be what people look at in our society of a success. And so when they meet people who are kind and humble, they might ask you, why? Why have you done this? Why have you brought this soup to me? Why have you made me this card? Why are you helping me through this project? And it's an opportunity for us to say, I know this guy named Jesus, and he loves me so much, I want to show a little bit of that love to you too. It's simple. But it's things that we can do every day. And it is the love of God and the love of this community that links us together and gives us the strength and the courage to be able to do those things and to share our story. So may we all go out this week and wear a little more Christian clothing as we go about our days. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you. We thank you for your love and for your grace and your kindness and all of those things which help us learn how to be followers of you. Help us this week, not to make a big deal of things, but simply to show a little extra kindness, a little extra patience, a little extra humility where it's needed, so that people might wonder what's going on and so get to know you through us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.